The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here, your host, every Saturday and Sunday, from Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. So thank you very much for tuning in. And thanks to all of you for tuning in and going to our website, generations808.com. I know I've gotten comments from you that actually our mobile app on your smartphone, just generations808.com, it's formatted for your smartphone. Scroll down to the second icon there, and it's, that's a TV show. And the third icon is our radio show, and it has all our past radio shows there. So I know I see a lot of you at events. I see you guys at the workshops. In fact, I did want to mention April 28th. We have our financial legal workshop where our guest today will be speaking at. It's at the Ala Moana Hotel, 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at April 28th, which is a Saturday. Park in the hotel. We do validate, but there is always a small fee for the validation. Otherwise, park at the shopping center and just walk on over to the mezzanine level, the main level. We'll have four breakout rooms. We'll be covering everything from Medicare to Medicaid to Social Security to financial planning to elder abuse. We'll touch on a little bit about Alzheimer's, dementia, and also we'll talk about how to choose a care home and end-of-life issues, which is becoming a more prevalent topic, which has been very good. So anyway, I wanted to jump right into today's show about elder abuse, and we have our leading writer here, Mr. Scott Spolina from the Prosecutor's Office in charge of the Elder Abuse Unit. So welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Percy, for having me again.
You're always on time, aren't you?
I try to be.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
I can't tell you when he's late, but anyway. Right.
I'm never late for dinner. How's that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, there's so much going on, and let me just start off. I'll tell you, I get a call about once every other week. But this week I got a call earlier saying, you know, our father let in this guy to measure the bathroom. I said, okay, were you guys going to renovate? Well, not really, but he seemed to think one of the kids in the family has sent in a contractor to go measure the bathroom. I said, okay, well, did anybody? And we found out, no. So I called this person up saying, by the way, are you renovating your bathroom? He said, no. So is there a reason why you let in this person come into the house and measure the bathroom? He goes, well, I thought my kids was going to be nice to me and send a contractor in. I said, oh, really? Well, you found out, right? No. So he goes, yeah, I did find out. So I said, well, did you watch the person, what he did? He goes, yeah, he just went straight to our bathroom. I didn't know who he was. He didn't give me a name, phone number, or business card. I said, really? I think maybe you should get a business card or name at least. He goes, yeah, you're probably right, but I watched him. He said he hawked the guy. He watched the guy every step to the bathroom, and he went home. I said, well, there could have been your back door. That's what they do. They will distract you while the other person. I mean, there's been cases on TV. I know, Scott, you probably have been involved in some of those cases. But, guys, if you have a parent over the age of, let's say, 60 or 70, kind of tell them these stories because, you know, these parents and older people, they think they got it.
Well, and your story brings up a couple things that you've heard me talk about ad nauseum almost, in that it's really, really important to communicate, have communication within the family. The story you highlight basically that maybe the kids and the parents, they don't maybe talk every day like you should, because then you know what's going on in the parent's life. And more importantly, the parent will know, like, what to expect. If, let's say, that the guy had a daughter saying, oh, Dad, by the way, we want to renovate your bathroom, renovate this, then he would know to expect somebody. Conversely, if a stranger shows up on the door, then he would know, wait a minute now, my children didn't send over because I talked to my children just last night or the other day, and they didn't say anything about this. Let me verify. So that's why it's very, very important. And I know that we all live very busy lives, and we all feel that, oh, my mom and dad, they're okay and everything. I don't need to touch them. I'll call them on the holidays. I talked to them, oh, just last Easter. I talked to them, oh, Christmas. And Mother's Day is a big one. I talk to my parents. We call those like holiday parenting, holiday kids. And they feel that they have a good relationship with their parents because they call them on every major holiday. And isn't there a holiday every month? So I'm calling them at least once a month.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that's not enough because as your parents get older, you need to understand that they're becoming targets of con artists. They're becoming targets of scam artists to where you may think they're competent and they're lucid and they can make good decisions. However, you don't understand the ingenuity that these con artists have. You don't understand.
They're professionals.
Yeah, they are professionals. This is their job. They wake up early in the morning and they go to work targeting seniors. And a lot of people don't understand that. Another thing that your story highlights to me is, and I ask this whenever we do presentations, we do presentations all year round, is what does a con artist look like? And and people always say, well, he has shifty eyes, or well, he's not unkempt. No, I mean, you do not know what a con artist looks like.
If they see the person in person,
they don't
most of them are over the phone.
That's right. First of all, most of them are the phone, but also you have these door-to-door, like you said. Yeah. We have these travelers or these Romanis that are coming over and perpetrating these kind of crimes.
What is a Romani?
Romani. Some people might use the other term of gypsies, which we don't like to use.
Okay.
But it's these traveling families that commit these crimes, and we have a big population of them in Hawaii. A lot of
really?
And you don't hear about them because it's very hard to get the victims to come forward and say, oh, yes, I did do this. Oh, yes, it did. I did let this person into my house. I did let this person work on my car. I did let this person fix something. They knocked on the door. They stopped me in a parking lot, and they said, oh, we can fix the dent. And I felt kind of intimidated, so I just gave them a couple $100. They, like, used a hammer and tried to fix it, and they said, okay, give me the $100. We're hearing more and more of these stories, and it's happening in the broad daylight. And, again, you ask somebody, what does a criminal look like? We all have these imaginings of what we see on television of someone wearing a mask and a striped shirt and a hat. No, they can look like your neighbors, and successful con artists look like somebody you would trust. So that's what your story highlights to me, is that you just need better communication within the family, and you need to understand that you will not recognize a dishonest person when you meet one.
That's very true. Well, like I said, if you ever meet them, because these guys are professionals, they probably have call centers in in whatever foreign, I don't want to mention foreign countries, but they probably have a call center. Oh, Scott, who did you get today? How much did you get from that guy? I'm sure they have that. Huh?
Well, there's actually, on my off time, what I end up doing is end up going on YouTube and looking up scams. And there's lots of videos of scams on YouTube, and people posted videos of how they got taken and everything. And this one scam was very interesting in that the guy pretended to be an elderly person, and he just stayed on the phone with a scam artist for over an hour. And the scam artist was thinking he's going to get this old man taken advantage of and everything. And at the end, the guy said, okay, I know you're a scam artist. I know that what you're doing is evil and wrong. And this guy from this foreign country said, you know what? You Americans deserve what you get. You are all spoiled, and you all have so much, and other countries like ours don't have anything. So we don't consider it theft from you guys, from you Americans. Again, this blanket term from you Americans. We consider you owe us something. And so that's the mindset. It's not these evil people out there, oftentimes, even though I think that their actions are evil, they're committing these crimes. It's people that genuinely think, they're brought up in these cultures to think it is okay to steal. There's nothing wrong with stealing. Whereas you and I and the vast majority of people in Hawaii, especially, where the Aloha State, would be repulsed by taking advantage of our neighbors, especially our senior neighbors. But it's a way of life. It's a profession, like you said before, of a lot of scam artists out there.
Well, you know, in the recent news, I heard they actually sentenced that guy, that Stevie Wonder blunder thing.
Yes.
That happened at UH. That couple happened, what, 3 years ago?
Yes.
It's so interesting. It was a Saturday morning when I saw the ad.
Right.
And the ad didn't really look professional. It was kind of not that big either. And I was going, wow, I would love Stevie Wonder. I mean,
yeah.
I got an album of him back in the 70s.
Like,
I would love to see him. I'm looking closely at this ad going, there's something just not right about this ad. It doesn't look professional. It's like somebody whipped it together off their phone or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. And sure enough, I was like, well, oh, my goodness.
The thing is, here's the thing, is that you have people at the University of Hawaii, which is a great institution, but they fell for it. They fell for it, and it wasn't just one person saying, okay, I'm going to write this check for $250,000. It was they looked at it. They made a phone call. Like you said before, a lot of these scams can take place over the internet, can take place over the telephone. And it didn't only convince one person this was a legitimate concert. It convinced multiple people. And these are people responsible for money. And so you'd think that they'd have some common sense here. But that just illustrates just how good these people are. Now, you see the mugshot of the guy in the newspaper for the Wonder Blunder. You think, oh, I would never trust him. Thing is, you never see him, though. He's probably very smooth over the telephone. He probably says, okay, I'm going to email you.
Well, he's leaving on the mainland.
Yeah, I think he's in Florida or something. Yeah. And he's probably very smooth, professional, articulate. Yeah. Says, yes, ma'am. Yes, we can fit you in this venue, and I can send you over the contract. This is the non-disclosure portion of the contract. So he probably had all the lingo out there to make it sound like, oh, well,
sure.
He's a professional. I agree with you. And, oh, yeah, he's talking about liability insurance and all this stuff that you would assume that a business person would talk about, not necessarily a scam artist. Because, again, we all envision scam artists as almost like used car people saying, give me money, money, right. No, they are smooth. They build up a relationship. They build up this trust to where you have no problem eventually giving them your money.
Well, if they caught a University of Hawaii and their attorneys over there,
exactly,
these attorneys
exactly.
did review things. They got it, but any new things going to bog? Now, were you involved at all with the death with dignity bill? Last year,
not this last legislative session, but the session before that, I was invited to some press conferences. I was invited to some open panels at the Capitol, and I was invited to this one group. It wasn't the
Compassionate Choices.
Compassionate Choices, and there's a Hawaiian group that talks about
Death Cafe.
No,
that's a real entity. That's a real thing.
It's a real entity. But it was a group of nice people, and for life of me, they talk about compassionate passing.
Okay.
And as soon as I remember it, I'm sure.
Was it a religious group?
No, it wasn't a religious group. It was just people that were more like palliative care.
Kukua Mau?
Kukua Mau. Thank you very much. I knew you knew that. Yeah. And so I went to speak to them and everything. And obviously, there's and also at the UH Law School, at the William S. Richardson School of Law, Elder Law Clinic, they had a nice panel with Jim Peach up there. And so last year, I became somewhat educated, and there's a lot of issues involved. And I'm not going to come down and say it's right or wrong or whatever, but it's some weighty issues, some very passionate people on both sides of the aisle on this one here. And obviously, there's people that are concerned about it being abused, concerned about maybe other people taking advantage of seniors that are weak with pain or illness or that to kind of hasten their lives unnecessarily. And so
Are just stories.
No, those are just stories. You're absolutely right. But that's their worst fears, I should say.
Obviously, you can fear about anything.
Exactly.
Crossing the street.
Exactly.
We lead the country and people getting hit in a crosswalk and hit in a street. I mean, that's been a problem for over 10 years now. And what has really been done? I know there's been great stuff going on, but there's more that got to be done. But
weren't you supposed to solve that, by the way?
I was actually the first volunteer that went out and spoke to seniors about crosswalk safety. It's still concerned.
They're still getting hit. You did a good job, Percy.
You know, I'm a one man waving a flag, but it really comes down to lifestyle.
It is. You're right.
Now, I'm going to give you an example. I go to San Francisco quite a bit.
Okay.
That's my favorite city to go to. We have friends there. And I used to stay right in the city, right by Union Square.
Okay.
And we love to walk. I love to walk around in cities like that. And it's just kind of walk for a couple, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing in there, even in a harder city, cars stop for you when they see you on the curb.
Really?
I was actually kind of shocked. I was like, whoa, these guys are very good. In fact, our good friend of ours picked us up picked me up. And we were driving out of that congested area by Union Square. And he stopped abruptly. And I'm going, wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
And he saw a guy right in the corner ready to cross the street. And I was like, wow, you guys are really safe over here. He goes, yeah. And you know what the deterrent is?
What?
If you hit or if you violate being in a crosswalk, your car, the fine is like $400 or $500.
Wow.
That's the first offense.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's a big fine. I'm telling you, if they have it here.
No.
I think it would definitely put a deterrent on it.
Well, you met the young lady that we've hired recently at our office, Gail Danfy.
The one from New York?
Yeah, yeah, one from New York. Once she passes the bar, which hopefully will be, knock on wood, at the end of this month, that's going to be her job at the prosecutor's office. We're going to have a deputy, a prosecuting attorney, dedicated to what we call negligent homicides, which we call people that get run over. Unfortunately, like you said, our numbers are very high, staggeringly high in Hawaii. That's going to be her sole job, and it's sad that we have enough cases to keep her employed that way. And she's working with the Honolulu Police Department, the Traffic Division. I think she's gone to some multi-island trainings. But, yeah, she's ready to rock and roll, and like you say, hold the people that do not break. Hold the people that are careless when driving and run over our kapuna or anybody on the streets. Hold them accountable to the highest extent of the law, because unfortunately we tout ourselves as the Aloha State, but we're not Aloha like San Francisco, because there's just unfortunately more and more road rage. You hear stories all the time of people just losing their cool. We have a lot of people on the roads these days, and unfortunately with a lot of traffic, everything, we need to just chill out.
Yeah, it's hard. Life today with our mobile apps and mobile phones, everything, we're just getting a faster pace, and I think that does cause us stress, people working two jobs. We have a lot of traffic, and so, yeah, you're right. But so 2018.
Before you go on, though, you bring up a very good thing, and that's one reason that I enjoy being part of the Generations Network, is because you say you have the mobile phones, you have all the apps, you have the website. But one thing you failed to mention in all that, in your radio show, and your television show, and your workshops and stuff like that, is the magazine. I'm a person that, and my parents are people, they like the hard-bound magazines. They like the magazines you can hold in your hand, take with you on the bus, read at home. Because my parents, they hardly are on the computer. They're hardly on. So they like the magazine, and now I've given them a subscription. They live in the mainland, but I have sent them a subscription, not just because I write for your magazine on elder abuse every issue, but because it has a lot of, I forgot the term you use, but it has a lot of general knowledge about
aging. It's a trusted resource for information.
Yes.
Articles, and it's from experts. It's not.
It is.
It's not a retired person learning about elder abuse and writing about elder abuse. Somebody in the field, and so I have to thank you as well, because, so if you recognize the name, recognize the voice, Scott Spilina with the elder abuse section of the prosecutor's office. And really, I think, you write for the magazine 6 times a year. Mm-hmm. And I really always try to tell people, you got to read the articles, because it'll give you a lot of great information. I know a lot of people do not.
All right.
So I would highly recommend you do. You can read it in about an hour. I know most of the seniors out there, cover to cover, they read it.
Cover to cover.
But I want professionals in the field, anybody that deals with aging, have clients, they need to know a little bit about all the different things, because if they ask you, Scott, you know an attorney, or you know a geriatrician, or they don't know, they're going to look at a phone book or look online and hope they don't get scammed. And that's one of the things we're talking today about, elder abuse. So in 2018, you're still going on. Lottery's still going on. Grandparents' scheme going on.
I haven't solved elder abuse.
It's still going on.
And that's it, because, again, it highlights that there are professionals out there who make their livelihood scamming seniors. And it's not just local people. We have still burglaries going on. We still have a lot of stolen cars in this town. That's probably the number one item taken is cars, because it's so easy for these people. And it's not like they're sophisticated like you see on movies. No, they're with a screwdriver, they punch a lock, they punch ignition, and they're gone. In fact, right after the show, I'm meeting with the police on another stolen car case there. We're seeing what's happening also is you're seeing a lot of home burglaries that the car keys are taken. So not only do they break into your house, and everybody seems to keep their keys in one area that everybody knows, all the criminals know, look in this area.
Well, you do what I do. Right? Right by the door.
Right by the door there. Put it somewhere else. Hide it from the criminals there. Because oftentimes, a person come home, they'll see that, where's my other car at? Where's this at here? So it's it. Also, we consider cameras just for the physical security of your home. It doesn't take an arm and a leg, and you think that, I'm not a rich person. I don't live in a rich area of town. I'm not going to be targeted. No. From Waianae to Waikiki, crime happens all over this island. And it's not just because, you live in a ritzy neighborhood or anything like that. We get it in the all neighborhoods. We get home invasions. We get home burglaries. Yep. And it's scary sometimes. It's very, very scary there. Also with drugs, we still have a bad drug problem in Hawaii. And what happens is that the drugs fuel the property crimes. You have people that are on all these drugs, which, I mean, we grew up and there's like marijuana was a drug. And then it slowly went to maybe cocaine and everything, or maybe heroin and stuff if you're really edgy. Now we have this stuff that eats your brain, this crystal meth, this ice that people are talking about. It literally eats your brain. It changes the thinking to where we have people doing crazy things out there that you would not even consider possible. And they're taking enormous risks for a couple of dollars. They'll break into cars if you have loose change, and they'll smash your window to get that couple of cents they see in the center panel and everything. And people don't realize, saying, well, it's going to take me hundreds of dollars to repair that. They don't care. They don't care about the inconvenience. And we get a lot of smash and grabs. We get a lot of purse snatchings. So, again, you just have to be aware. You have to, and it can happen in broad daylight, near your favorite shopping places. Again, just please, just be always be aware of your surroundings.
Yep. Well, we're here with Scott Spolina from the Elder Abuse Unit over at the Prosecutor's Office. So we're talking about all these issues, and it's still going on, and we're going to cover a few more scams going on there. And in the second half of the show, we're going to kind of give you some things that you can do to protect yourself. I just heard about a good one.
Okay.
If you're gone for traveling, HPD, you call HPD, call 911, and then they're going to put you to the other line, and then you say, you know, I'm going to be on vacation from these days. Can I have somebody come in, some cop car come by my house, check out my house once a day or once every day?
Right. Well, that's really good.
And it's free service.
After the break, we'll get back to calling the police because a lot of people think it's a big deal.
Scott Spolina from the Prosecutor's Office. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue, the Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious 1 and 2 bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilima@lehano.com or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, and welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, and by the time you hear the show, because we do tape these shows, our April-May issue is out of Generations Magazine. It's also online at generations808.com, featuring the very popular Dr. Puakea Nogemeyer, talking about the future and the existence of the Hawaiian language. He's a linguist. He's a professor at University of Hawaii, and he's working on a very special project to document the old newspapers and things. And it's a great, great story. So thank you to Puakea. We had just some great photos from Brian Suda, our photographer, and Wilson Angel, our art director. It was shot at Iolani Palace. And actually, on our Generations TV show, we did a segment inside the palace there. And thanks to Iolani Palace and Becker Communications, Carolyn there, for getting us in there. Beautiful photographs, I'm telling you. One of my favorite ones. I mean, I'm colorblind. But I don't know that I can't identify the colors, but the colors in that shot is beautiful. So I thank you to them and to Puakea again.
As well, thanks to Frank B. Shaner, who does our voiceovers for Generations Radio. If you recognize the voice, I miss that guy, and I wish he was back on radio because he's one of the funnier guys I know on this earth. So thank you, Frank, for, again, doing our voiceovers for Generations Radio. And, of course, to our Johnny over there in San Francisco that does our music, Johnny Thompson. He's a small musician there in Napa Valley who made this album, and that's where the music's from. So thank you to Johnny as well. I always try to give them plugs because they're good friends and close friends of our family, and we love them, and we're very thankful for them to donate their time and their talent to the Generations Radio Show. Like I said, you can go to our website, generations808.com, and click on the right icon, and you can listen to all our past shows because it's got a lot of information, a wealth of information on all different type of topics that's going to affect you if you're a senior or if your parents are getting older. It's really important to prepare yourself to plan ahead, to be proactive. You know, I tell people that if you have a chronic disease or your parents have a chronic disease, it's probably only going to get worse. So we have to start planning ahead of time. It's going to happen. So, you need to check out resources. Hopefully they can stay in a home. But if they do have issues, who's going to care for them? What's the cost of care? Making sure all the legal and financial paperwork's in order and you know where that is. And if they have to be moved out, what do you do? Where do you go to? What kind of questions do you ask a care home or nursing facility? So all that is on our website, among the other things like Alzheimer's, dementia, financing long-term care, Medicaid, Social Security, and Medicare. So it's a long list of items and topics. So please go to our website and visit that. And of course, our guest today, Scott Spolina from the Elder Abuse Unit at the Prosecutor's Office. So Scott, yeah, all these other scams are still going on and they're prevalent. But any new recent ones you've seen?
Well, the thing is, just going back to what you just said before about planning, that's probably a root of a lot of our problems that we're seeing at the prosecutor's office is not planning well. And you've introduced me now. We've known each other for like close to 10 years now, almost the length of time that this Elder Abuse Unit has been active.
Right.
And because of your association, because of Generations and the resource that you have here, I've had to learn a lot of things dealing with seniors. And one of the things that's scary is the lack of planning oftentimes going. And I know you've given me some, you and our friend Michael Yee have given us numbers about the people that don't have long-term care insurance, the people that are not planning for the next stage in their life. And we sometimes joke thinking that they think they're going to live to be 112 years old in good health and then die one night at home. Unfortunately, you and I have both seen firsthand that's often not the case. What happens is that you're going to get a slow decline. You're going to start slowing down a little bit. And unfortunately, sometimes the aging process, for some people, it starts becoming a disability. For some people, it makes people dependent on care of others. And sometimes it's sudden. Sometimes it's a stroke. As you know, with my own in-laws, my wife and I became instant caregivers because my father-in-law had a major stroke. You've known people that have had heart attacks that all of a sudden that's a radical change in their life.
Yep.
And because of that, because they did not plan well, they are desperate. And when it comes to desperation and money, that's a wicked, wicked combination there. To where you have these scam artists or not even so much scam artists, but these poor business people that will promise you the moon, and you have the adult children and the spouses not realizing just how expensive it is to care for someone. And then they'll go shopping. They'll go shopping and they'll say, okay, we'll just put dad, how much is it going to cost? Like maybe $1,000 a month. We can all afford that. You look at the prices out there and what's $1,000 a month get you? Gets you nothing. It gets you nothing out there. And I mean, that's why one of the reasons you do your reverse mortgage is to help people finance care that is acceptable care, not the budget care that you would not put someone you loved into those type of places there. And we see the all these unlicensed care homes springing up now because of the cost of it. And when you talk about unlicensed, you're talking about unregulated. And you're talking about some scary situations out there.
Has there been any cases with that yet?
Well,
I know there's somebody, one of them was fined.
Right, right,
but they closed down, I believe.
Well, I mean, here's the whole thing is that you and I both know John McDermott, long-term care ombudsman, whose job is to, among many things, to go out and inspect the licensed care facilities. Who's inspecting the non-licensed care facilities?
Well, he cannot, first of all.
Exactly, exactly. And I was reading an article in the paper this week about the gentleman that is responsible for also doing a lot of regulation. You can't identify an unlicensed care home because they're not listed as unlicensed care home. They're listed as rental units. That's all it is rental units. And so you go in there and you have the landlord saying, okay, just FYI, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, this is not a care facility. We're just going to give you a room, and then you can go ahead and hire your outside person. And that way it'll be affordable. That way no one can look at what we're doing. And we're not going to tell anybody there's a care facility, even though we're going to act like a care facility.
Well, you know, they're going to try. I spoke to two of the representatives for that faction that they want to have their own aging in place association.
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, let's see how it goes.
Well,
I understand why they're doing that. A lot of it's economics.
It's 99.9% of it's economics. I can guarantee you that. But, and I'm not a big proponent of big government and everything like that. But this is an area that does need regulation. This is an area that does need inspections, because when you turn a blind eye to something or just kind of ignore the situation, then it becomes terrible. And we do have cases where I've had the medical examiners calling me up saying, Scott, we're getting these cases that we really can't list as homicides, but it's extreme neglect that they're seeing that has caused the death of individuals in some of these places. And we have the state medical examiner so concerned about this that they want to somehow either create laws, create a death review, just create something, because they're seeing too many of these people in some of these care facilities that are not like victims of murder, but victims of extreme neglect. And that's sad out there. And my thing is that if more homes start popping up that are unregulated, unsupervised, we're going to get more and more of those cases there.
Well, let's hope those monster homes are not going to be turned into those kind of facilities.
You saw
the paper today.
I saw the front page paper.
And I know exactly what building that is, because if you go golf at the Alawite Golf Course, if you're at the tee box of the second hole, which is a par three, look to your left across Gate Street. And we've been seeing this coming up for a year and a half. And every time we go there, he goes, wow, it's interesting. Nobody's there. And we've seen it being built from when he tore down the old building. And we always say that. Now we know the reason why. It's an illegal built home.
And it's right there in public, though. I mean, it's like anybody can see it.
Gate Street.
And it's just crazy. It's like, how could this have been built without any sort of regulation? I mean, when I added on an extension to my house, we had the guy coming every other day and criticizing us, saying like, oh, you need a grab bar on those stairs. And he's like, if you don't do a grab bar on the stairs next time I come here. I mean, these were like a little like four steps going up, and I needed a separate grab bar to the railing. And it's like, holy cow, these guys must be so – anyway.
Anyway, so a lot of stuff going on, a lot of scams going on.
Well, speaking of scams, okay, so we have this one individual, the daughter. It's always adult children they called. And found out that her dad gave this one person, a homeless individual, over $100,000 in 1 year.
Lucky her.
And you're wondering, like, how did this happen? How did this how is this allowed to happen? And it goes back to the beginning of the show about communication. The dad wasn't really communicating with the daughter. The daughter was assuming the dad was okay. Then the dad, the bank finally calls up the daughter saying, do you know your dad has gone through $100,000 in 1 year? And so she calls up the dad and says, what's going on? Oh, I met this guy. He's a homeless guy. I felt sorry for him. And so I've been giving him some money. How much money have you given? Oh, I really haven't been keeping track. $100,000.
Wow. Was this here in Hawaii?
Yes, here in Hawaii.
Meet that guy. Just kidding.
And Mr. Ihar. And the situation is that the father is in the early stages of Alzheimer's. That's the whole thing there. And I know that we're having some Alzheimer's events coming up, and your magazine's a terrific resource for some of the resources for people suffering from Alzheimer's. And you said earlier that sometimes we get conditions that you don't get better from. And unfortunately, Alzheimer's is a wicked, wicked condition that you do not get better from.
Yeah.
And sometimes the decrease in your cognitive abilities is quick. Sometimes it's slow. But that's when it comes down to planning again. We plan for the worst case scenario and hope it never happens.
Right.
But we're talking about power of attorneys. We're talking about financial planners. Some of the people that we know or some of the people featured in your magazine do exactly that, because you can't say, I'm never going to get a heart attack. I'm never going to get a stroke. I'm never going to get a Alzheimer's or suffer from dementia. Thing is, you do not know. And that's why we have car insurance. You don't know when you get into an accident. That's why we have health insurance. You don't know when you're going to get these things. It's just a precaution that you need, not want or you should have. No, you need, because you have a situation like this where as you get older, and you might say, oh, Dad's just more forgetful. Well, that might be a sign of something more serious. And so just don't take it as, oh, this is normal aging. This is normal aging. My dad, he's in his mid-80s now. He's not forgetful. I mean, he still does that Sudoku. I can't do Sudoku. But my dad stays sharp and everything like that. So just because you're older does not mean that you become more forgetful. That's not a natural thing, natural aging. So don't make excuses for certain signs out there. If certain signs like forgetfulness, like stumbling, like uncoordination, take your dad to see a doctor. There's some great doctors out there. I think you featured some of them in your magazine, because that might be the early signs of something more serious. Just don't make excuses saying, oh, he'll get better, because sometimes you don't.
Well, like I said, we're only a phone call away from a hospital calling you saying your dad's in a hospital. Elder abuse and scams can be hit every day, I'm sure, hundreds. But I heard a recent one about the Medicare, the new Medicare cards. Where the new Medicare card is coming out right now as we speak.
Right.
Does not have your Social Security number on it.
Okay.
Nor does it have your spouse's Social Security number. You have a new unique ID number.
That was a big complaint of the old Medicare cards.
Yeah. Well, with the bus. The bus used to have your Social Security number on your bus card.
Oh, my gosh.
They took that off, which is great.
Yep.
But a new Medicare card has this 15, or I don't know how many numbers that is, but it's a unique ID just to you.
Okay.
But I'm hearing stories about scams that people are calling you up. Before I get you the card, you got to pay me a fee.
Really? Yeah. Well, because, and again, here's a situation that we oftentimes see, is that there might be a news story. And then what the con artists will do is take that news story and manipulate it into a way they can make money themselves.
That's right.
And
that's
so
brilliant.
But like you say, okay, there's a new Medicare card coming out there. And so, I read the newspaper, new Medicare card. So as a scam artist, you can say, you know what? I'm going to pretend to be somebody from the agency that doles out these cards and then call them and say, okay, I'm calling from so-and-so.
Medicare.
Medicare. And as you may have read in the newspaper, new cards are rolling out. We're kind of behind, so maybe you'll get yours in 6 months. So we apologize for the inconvenience. However, if you want to expedite it, and in those 6 months you can't see a doctor, you can't see drugs and all that. But if you want to expedite it, we can. Paying us like $100 or $200, $1,000.
Or getting a Social Security number.
Or getting your Social Security, so we can expedite it.
It's happening here in Hawaii.
It's happening everywhere. But and again, like you said, it could be over the telephone. It can be right over the telephone.
The call center.
The call center.
Call center. But anyway, Scott, I was talking during the break that I think one of the things that I've always been about being proactive.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think we should make a bullet-pointed flyer.
Okay.
From the prosecutor's office. Listing proactive steps that people can take.
Okay.
So the first one I'm going to come up with.
Okay, I'm going to write it down now.
Elder abuse, or actually it should be the family buddy system.
Okay.
Where in event they get a phone call, email, somebody knocks on the door, they have a whole list of people they trust right next to their phone, whether it's their brother, sister, neighbor, best friend, children, spouse, whatever. Phone number right there with all the cell phones, and you go down the list until you get somebody on the phone to verify that this person is a real person, or this mail that got in the mail is 100% accurate, or if they get an email or a phone call.
And I really like that, because we've talked about this before, the grandma scams. People getting calls in the middle of the night saying your son, daughter, granddaughter are in trouble.
He's in Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico. So send us money.
Yep.
Now with that buddy's system.
But I mean, so they start off small, like $100,
right.
$300, $500.
Right. Right. They start off small saying, okay, like the latest one I heard at Hawaii Kai retirement home, someone was approached by saying, like, you know what, your son ran over somebody. The woman that he ran over is not pressing charges, however, wants her medical bills, so it's $2,000. So she sent the grandmother sent the $2,000, and then they called the next day. You can either wire it or there's so many ways to send.
Yeah, the debit card or green dot card
or all these even Apple iCards, iTunes cards. And so they sent the money, and then the next day they called her back again, saying, "Oh, you know the lady that your grandson ran over? She was pregnant." And
that's a good one.
That's a good one there. And the baby died.
Oh my goodness!
And so,
guys, that's false, guys.
Yeah, they're false. But again, it's these stories that they're tugging at the heartstrings and creating such panic. And we talked about this before about desperation, high emotion is not a good time to spend money or send money. And so that's the whole grandma scam. So so your first bullet point here about having a buddy system for verifying certain things, I love it. Good call.
No, verify everything.
Everything. Well,
mail,
the individual,
email. Well, you know, somebody knocks at the door.
Someone knocks on the door saying, "Let me look at your bathroom," like you said before. Then call, go down the list.
Yeah. Once they can do that, they should report it though.
Yes.
Report it to the Better Business Bureau. If it's a company, the DCCA, to make a complaint if they're doing something, or call Scott Spallina's office. Yep. And what is your office number? 768?
Very good. 768-6452. Again, that's 768-6452. Or it's really easy to Google. Just Google elder abuse Hawaii, and then we'll pop right up there. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, because we started, unfortunately, we're 10 years old, but we're still the preeminent elder abuse area, our organization in Hawaii, because we started it all, and we're kind of late to the table in this here.
Yeah. Yeah. So in regards to specifically what we're seeing a lot of times with legal documents, can you talk about that? Power of attorneys, like that?
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't understand what a power of attorney is. They just give this paper, which you can like print up online. Again, just Google power of attorney form and you get that. Not realizing all the rights they're giving up. In layman's terms, what a power of attorney is a legal permission slip. It's a legal permission slip to allow somebody to act in your name. And what do I mean by act in your name? Well, they can go into your bank account and take money from the bank account. They can sell your car. In some extreme situations, they can sell your house without you knowing. Because you're saying, like, the person that's listed on this form is allowed to do anything I would be allowed to do. Now, sometimes power of attorneys are used well. Like, I'm going to be laid up, and so I need someone to manage my properties or whatever like that for a month. And so they'll have, like, a limited term power of attorney. But chances are, if someone's asking you to sign a power of attorney, it's going to be a very blank check kind of power of attorney. And we're seeing a ton of abuses regarding this here. And as you know, my wife and I were mobile notaries. And it's so easy now to get these blank check power of attorneys, go to a senior and have them sign their life away, literally sign their wife away, and then just call in a mobile notary and say, "Hey, can you notarize this? Because this is what this lady wants to do." There have been notaries that I and my wife have walked out of because we don't like the situation here. And so, you know what? We can't be a part of this. I'm not going to accuse you of a crime, but the person that you want to sign all this, I don't think knows everything she's signing away. And so I've walked out of notaries and they say, you know what? I'm out of here. Aloha.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that case where people are abusing the power of attorney. Fortunately for our reverse mortgage industry,
I was about to say you must encounter that.
We do that, and anytime we have a power of attorney, we have to document why. Mm. So it says, well, because she can't make her own financial decisions, that's why I'm stepping up for Scott. Well, we have to go back and verify it from a doctor.
Yeah,
get it in writing. The reason why, whether it's dementia or not, but also too, the power of attorney has to be signed before they had Alzheimer's dementia.
Yes, that's going to be
a hard one.
It's a hard one because a lot of people, they'll be diagnosed with the onset of Alzheimer's, and yet they might be very functional the rest of their life.
Yeah, so basically, you know, the fine line is where they can make their own financial financial decisions.
Yeah.
And that's what we like to see in a document from the attorney, because some are early onset, which is fine, but it could go very quickly. It could go very slowly. So we always look at the date of the power of attorney.
Right.
Who notarized it, who signed it. So if it was like, say, January 1, 2010, but we go back and ask the doctor, was it ever documented? He goes, oh, yeah, September 2009.
Yeah.
See, that was before.
Right.
So when he signed the document, she already was documented to have Alzheimer's or dementia. So that's valid, invalid.
Well, the thing is, though, as you know in the reverse mortgage industry that you're in, it's highly regulated. I mean, they can't really
they have in the past.
Well, in the past, but you go to all your like meetings. You're always out of town going to your conferences about learning more and more stuff about reverse mortgage. Not every industry is as well regulated as yours.
Yes.
And unfortunately, because of that, you do have abuses of power of attorneys. You do have abuses of people getting into other people's financial assets and wreaking havoc.
Yep. Well, that's why we're having our financial legal workshop.
Yes.
April 28th. It's a Saturday.
I'll be there all day,
8 to 2 o'clock. It's at the Alamana Hotel. It is free, by the way. We will not be serving any food, so you can go down to Starbucks downstairs at the Alamana Hotel and get it. They have a great big Starbucks down there.
They do. It's huge.
And you can come back up, and we'll have four different rooms. We talk about financing long-term care options. We're going to cover end-of-life options. We're going to cover how to choose a care home. We're going to talk about the not normal and normal aging for Alzheimer's dementia patients. We're going to talk about Medicare, all the different facets about Medicare. You know, I've had about four companies here talking about Medicare, and everyone tells me something new. It's amazing, and it's going to change even more.
What I like is that I'm going to attend the talk about how to choose a care home, because they're not all cookie cutter. I mean, you have to look at the individual needs of the individuals and the different what they thing. I mean, before I started, before getting to this whole senior arena, I knew nothing, and I assumed they're all the same. And,
oh my gosh,
I've been educated. So I'm really looking forward to that talk.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ku'u from Caregiver's Heart will be coming and speak about that. There are a few companies now that do not charge you for your parent to find a care home, and so they get paid by the facility they're representing. But the issue with that is they don't represent all the places, so you're
going
to get a clear view of all the places.
Right.
Only it's available that will pay them a fee. So that's an interesting concept. We're going to definitely dip into Medicare, all the different facets of Medicare, A, B, C, D, vision and dental programs, what you didn't know about Medicare, Social Security. Jane Briggsay will be there in the morning early, so come early if you want to learn everything about Social Security.
And that's one of your most popular ones.
Yes.
There's like, sometimes there's standing room only.
Yes, very standing room.
I hope you're going to give like a bigger room to
that. Yeah, so come early, guys. We'll be open by 7, 8 o'clock. And we'll talk about Medicaid for long-term care and MedQuest, where we have MedData coming in, which will be very popular. But it's really important for people, if you have family that's getting up in age, or for yourself. You know, it's easy to park at Alamana Shopping Center, walk over to the hotel. No reservation required. Just come on down. If you have any questions, give us a call, 234-3117. That is my direct line. Or email me, percy@generations808.com. So, anyway, Scott, thank you for coming by. Any last words or words of wisdom or proactiveness here?
Just be careful. Don't rush into deals. Like you said, verify everything like that. Don't assume you know what a caregiver looks like. You don't. Don't send money hoping that you get more money. We've seen still a lot of scams, your lottery scams, your like estate planning scams. You're seeing a lot of scams like that. Don't let strangers into your house. Who's a stranger? Someone you don't know personally. Even if they have an ID card or say they're from an organization, don't let them out. Verify, 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 because there's just so many scammers out there and you don't know what they look like. So please be careful out there.
Right on, Mr. Scott Spolina. Again, your phone number,
768-6452.
Or just Google Elder Abuse.
Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yep.
That's
Elder Abuse Hawaii, and we'll pop right up there.
That's really great. So anyway, thank you very much. Don't forget, pencil this in, August 18th. Which is our annual Aging in Place Network workshop at the Alamana Hotel as well. And then later on in the year, October 6th, we'll be having a Healthy Aging workshop at the Alamana Hotel. So thanks again to Alamana Hotel. Anyway, so thank you very much, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget our Generations TV show on Oceanic Cable. We've done wonders over there. Some great stories coming up. So Anyway, Paco, thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha and live well.